You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we continue along across ESPN Radio in Virginia, putting a bow on the winter sports season. And joining us now, a senior forward from the JF Lady Cavaliers basketball team. It's Cassidy Eisenhower, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, making time for us. Cassidy, appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
18-6, your senior season, and you had a heck of a run, especially starting off 5-0 and then continuing with a winning streak even into December and January. Take us through what this campaign was like, your final hurrah as a JF Lady Cavalier.
It was really good. We were a really successful team. We worked well together, and we just played for one another. There was no teammate was playing for themselves. Like, we all made sure that we were all working together and executing a really good game.
Chemistry, it can vary from team to team, but it seems like that was a real key component for you guys. When did you, as a senior, Cassidy, realize that this group had a pretty good collection of chemistry that could create success?
Definitely after the tournament in Western Albemarle. We played in that tournament, and we've been playing there for the past couple years, and we've won it for, this is the third year in a row. And we played against Culpeper, which was a really talented team, and they walked in there thinking they were going to beat us because we were not playing well the day before. But once we came up there and we showed up, we won, and we really did really well, and I knew then we could be really good this year.
Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, Cassidy Eisenhower, JF Lady Cavalier senior basketball player forward, joins us here on Cavalier Corner. You referenced that particular tournament. Talk about, if you would, for a second, and expand upon this, the different styles that you guys faced early in the year, from Culpeper to GW to Charlottesville, and what that was able to do in helping give you guys an idea of what anybody could throw at you.
Well, it definitely made us better playing against them because they were better than us if you look at the stats and their record and everything. But once we played them, they were really quick. We worked really well adjusting to that, and they had a pretty good press. But once we worked hard and like figured out how to break that down, we did really well and beat them. So,
Cassidy Eisenhower stopping by Cavalier Corner, putting a recap with us on the JF Lady Cavalier basketball season. When you guys finished up last year, what was the attitude like of this group of girls even entering this season?
The attitude at the end of the year for the girls from last year?
Yes.
Well, we didn't go very far. We didn't have a very good record. We just didn't work well with chemistry-wise. And I don't know, the attitude going into this year, we just really were determined to make Jefferson Forest ladies basketball better and more successful than the previous years, and work hard and getting and like probably making our reputation better than before.
Doing that is a crucial component, as most coaches will say, in laying down that foundation for future years. What's the legacy you feel that you and your senior class have left for JF Lady Cavalier Hoops?
I think we've left the legacy that just play basketball. Like, don't overthink it. You have to get over the mental aspects of the game and just play your heart out and don't take anything for granted and play every game like it was your last.
When you're going up, and I'm curious about that mental aspect because you're locked into, you know, different forms of competition, does playing better teams help with that because you don't almost have time to sit there and overthink things?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It really does. Playing a higher level, you can see where you stand as your like as your team. So playing a better level and seeing you overcome or beat them or even lose by a little bit, like, you can see how much you've improved. Definitely.
And we saw that this year. 18-6 was the final record for the JF Lady Cavaliers. Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week and member of that team, Cassidy Eisenhower, stopping by Cavalier Corner. The end of the season, you know, you hate to see it in the way that it did, but you go up against a Liberty Bealton team that started off slow, but they've got a girl who's going to North Carolina who's a junior, and once she found her stroke shooting, it seemed like she took over. Is it dejection after that kind of performance, or is there a part of you that looks at that and understands that that's just a special player doing something really amazing?
That's definitely a special player doing an amazing job. I mean, we held our own for the first two quarters, but once she started shooting, and it was such a pretty shot. Like, you can't even contesting that, she can shoot right over you with no problem, and it was just beautiful shot.
Type of game, I guess, where you can play perfect defense and it right. still doesn't matter.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you can't defend that. It was just she's a really good athlete.
All that being said, we've recapped the season to a degree. You're finishing up your time at JF. What's the legacy that you and your seniors have stressed to the girls right now and that you hope they will take into this offseason and as they start getting ready for the 2017-2018 season?
I stress to them that going into a game defeated and not trying your best just because they're a better team is just not going to make you a better basketball player in general. You've got to go into the game telling yourself that we are better, we can do this, and that we're going to go and win this game.
Cassidy Eisenhower, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, stopping by with us on Cavalier Corner. For you personally as a basketball player, you played for the majority of your life now, but sophomore year seemed like that was a real turning point for you. What changed?
I was on JV for most of the year, and then I got pulled up to varsity, which kind of gave me a little insight on what next year would be looking like. And when I got pulled up, I actually was very successful in playing. I really enjoyed just seeing the different levels of competition and like how different it was from JV to varsity. So that was a really good turning point in my career.
And it certainly paid off. You averaged about 10 points and 7 rebounds per game your senior season at JF. And not the end of the road either. You hoping to be able to go to Lynchburg and play basketball. How much is that goal solidified now that you've wrapped up your time playing for the Lady Cavs?
I'm working really hard. I've been working on perfecting my shot in general, and I've just been really determined in making the team and trying my best. I mean, it's going to be hard, but I've sent in film, and she's been talking about it, so hopefully it'll work out.
You referenced all that. You're working hard, perfecting your shot. Chip on a shoulder. Do you feel like you've got that a little bit?
I'm not one to usually have a chip on my shoulder. I'm usually kind of like, what's the word? I'm pretty humble, I guess.
Calmer.
Yeah, calmer. I'm not one to be like, oh, I'm the best, going in there all big-headed. I just know that I've worked hard, and if I go in there giving it all that I have, then the outcome is in her hands, not mine.
Well, and the foundation's been laid from your time at JF. If you're going to have that opportunity, and we hope you do when you go to Lynchburg College and get a chance to showcase what you can do. Non-sports related, I guess you could say, for you during your free time. I know scrimmaging basketball is a big part of it as well. Big movie goer, huh?
Yeah, I love going to the movies and just it's just really fun.
What kind of movies do you like the most?
I like the old ones, like Breakfast Club, Pretty Woman, and probably 10 Things I Hate About You. That's a good movie.
My wife and you would get along really well because she likes a lot of the older school movies.
Yeah.
She pokes fun at me because I don't know nearly enough about them. But, I'm a sports nerd, I guess. So
yeah.
I hope that gives me a good out and excuse. Cassidy, final question for you. Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week with us here on Cavalier Corner. Two college prep courses. You've got an AP course. You played basketball this year. What's your key to being successful in all of those?
Time management is definitely the key in being successful in both, especially as a student athlete. You have to time manage. You have to make time for studying and make sure you're doing all your homework after practice or before practice, and just really you have to time manage.
Certainly, and it shows that you've done a really good job positioning yourself for success in both basketball and academically. Cassidy Eisenhower, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner. Cassidy, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Back with more of Cavalier Corner next here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.